Thank you for choosing Arch Top Fiber. My name is Phil. How can I help you today?
Phil, hi. Good afternoon. So my name is Donald Vetter, and I live in Kingston, New York. I don't know where you are actually located.
I'm actually here in Kingston as well.
Oh, you are. Okay. Yeah, I've seen the flyers coming around all the time, and I currently have an internet connection through Spectrum. And I've seen your flyers and they look very interesting. I just had a couple of questions.
I'd be happy to answer those questions for you, Mr. Vetter. How can I help you today?
Okay, I do see that you're offering the fiber network up to 1 gig speed for $79.99 and then a $10 discount through auto payments. And I guess that's actually for a promotional of 2 years.
Yes, that promotion we list is going for 2 years. That is actually our standard price at this point. Archtop Fiber has actually been around since about March of this year, since we started service. We started March 1st. Our first customers were connected a little bit earlier than them, but they were test cases. Our first official customers had have started service March 1st. And the price point that we have right now is currently the standard price of what we offer. It's not just a promotional price. It's
Okay.
something that we offer every day.
Okay. That's good to know. And then what about after the 2 years, what does the cost stay the same or does it increase?
At this time, due to the fact that we don't know too much about what is going on with our market, since we are so new and we are the only fiber company in the Hudson Valley area, that price point isn't projected to change in the next 2 years. It may. We do update our guidelines and everything every so often on our website at archtopfiber.com. And typically, if we're going to have a price increase, that would be the first place we announce it.
Okay, so would a price increase come prior to the 2 years, or you don't know that yet?
We are not in the know at this time. As far as we have been told from the higher ups within Archtop Fiber, because I am just a customer service representative, that
Okay.
price is more likely going to stay the same for a long while.
Okay. That's good to know. And then there's the equipment that's included, which is the router and the ONT,
Yes.
that's included in this price, so there's no additional cost for that.
There's no additional cost for that. You don't have to, like a lot of companies that are out there, they typically will say, "Oh, well, here's the price of your internet, and then we're going to charge an extra $5 to $15 to rent the equipment from us if you don't want to buy it yourself." We actually include that cost within our pricing, as well as any taxes and fees you may incur. So the price we tell you, so if you're not paying with any kind of automatic payments and doing paperless billing, that $79.99 is the cost of everything all included.
Yeah, if I do this, Phil, I would actually do the auto payments through my checking account. So
No reason. That would bring your price down for the 1 gig to $69.99. That is correct.
yeah. And then your customer support, being that you are relatively new, you do have a customer support
You're
group or
talking
okay.
to them. So not only are the people who answer your incoming calls and questions and sign up people for this, we also do the majority of all of you the troubleshooting and ticket support for this. We do have other
Okay.
back we have, do have other departments that handle a little bit more higher elevated circumstances, such as our
Okay.
service our field technicians, our service department, and our network department. They do handle a lot more of the back end stuff. We are fairly educated on a lot of these processes. We can't handle everything ourselves, but we do our best.
Understandable. Yep. That's good to know, actually. So currently I am not happy with Spectrum, only because of the price. Spectrum keeps increasing, increasing, increasing.
We understand, and that's a common thing that we've heard time and time again. It's the fact that Spectrum keeps raising their prices, they keep raising their prices, and the speed of service doesn't change. It's just like the same internet you got about 5 years ago, that cost you, I don't know, let's say $40. They're now charging almost $84. And that's on their quote unquote promotional price, which at that point, it then goes up after you end with the promotional terms.
Well, it's up a little more than that now, because I'm actually paying, I just got an increase of $3 for my home internet, which they consider the ultra internet. It's only like a half a gig, I think, that you get out of it. And I'm paying like $115 a month.
Yeah, so the speeds we have here at our shop, fiber, when we tell you that our 1 gig network, it is a true 100% fiber network. We offer a 1,000 megabit upload and download speed at symmetrical speeds. There's a slight variance here and there, you know, how electronics usually typically work. It's, you're going to see a little bit of variance. We typically see speeds as low on average of about 950 and all the way up to 1,050 for a 1 gig network. So we're right in that 1 gig network, you know, bubble within about 100 megabytes.
I visited your website and I looked at it, and you did have a speed test there, and I did the speed test, and I printed a copy of it just for my records here. Mm-hmm. And this is on Wi-Fi too, so I'm not connected directly to the router or anything.
Understandable.
And my download was like 39.3 megabits, and the upload was 21.5.
Yeah, that's one of the things I have noticed with Spectrum a lot is the service they offer is they'll say, oh, hey, we're going to give their penultimate plan, which is they call their 1 gig. Their 1 gig plan, the maximum speeds I've seen on those is typically about 20% less for their download, and they don't offer symmetrical upload and download speeds. So when you get, let's say, about an 800 megabyte download speed, really fast download, even for a copper cabling, their upload speeds usually peak at about 40. So that is a problem. So having something that provides a more stable connection usually is a lot of people have been wanting that.
Yeah. You know, it's not that I need a fast speed or anything. You know, the Spectrum speed has been working for me. It's just my wife and I here, and you know, we stream, you know, TV service and a couple of tablets and a laptop or whatever, but I don't do a lot. You don't need a lot, but this is your speed is actually double what I pay for at Spectrum. So
double what you pay for, and we're at about half the cost.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I'm very interested in this. I did just pay my Spectrum bill. So, you know, I don't need to move right now, but you know, I guess question for you is it available at my home?
I can look that up for you. Would you like to provide me with your house number and zip code?
Yeah, it's 168 Bruin, Bruyn Avenue, and that's in Kingston, 12401.
Thank you very much for that. Let me look that up real quick, and I'll let you know if we are. You said Bruin, Bruyn.
Correct. They did run the fiber through here already, and I did see them mounting distribution boxes on the poles. And
yep, we have distribution boxes on the poles, and we have another system. It's called the flower pot. Essentially, it's a distribution box that is placed on the side of the road that essentially runs all the underground cabling to different locations. And you're in luck. We actually do offer service in your area, and it is available at this time. So if you did want to sign up for service today, what we could do is we could get you signed up for service, and you wouldn't have to worry about that, because we could actually schedule you out for as soon as your Spectrum bill ends. That way you don't have to worry about having to renew.
Okay.
Would you like to sign up today?
Yeah, you might as well.
All right. I got a couple questions I do need to ask you. Is this for home or business?
It is for a home.
Fantastic. And you're looking at just the 1 gig network, correct?
Yes.
Fantastic. Can I ask a couple other questions? About how large is your home?
It's, I think, about maybe 1,300 square feet.
Right. For a home that size, we typically recommend one additional extender. This is going to be a pretty much a Wi-Fi booster that you can use that will carry along the signal that ties in your entire home internet service, and it makes it so that just in case you're at one of those farther to reach places away from our modem routers, that you can actually still receive a strong Wi-Fi signal. It's not necessarily required. It is just a recommendation. You can always, if you'd like, test the system out once you get it, see how it works with just our modem and router. And if you find that speeds are lacking in certain areas, you could always give us a call back and request a Wi-Fi extender from us. And we'd be happy to help you get that set up as well. Well, so would you like to add one now, or would you like to wait and see how service works?
No, I think I would rather wait to see how the service is, because I currently don't have any extender spectrum, and, you know, it works just fine.
Understand.
My house is pretty open.
No, that's not very understandable. And another question, are you in need of any kind of home phone services? This would be a landline service. So do you need anything like that?
No, I don't need any of that. Actually, I abolished all of that through Spectrum. And we primarily work through cell phones.
Most people do these days. I've been noticing that. It's like, hey, I need this. Okay, give me one moment.
I had my landline when I was working, but I retired 3 years ago, and I no longer needed it.
That's completely understandable. All right, so we have your address as 168 Bruin Avenue here in Kingston, New York, 12401. Do you own or rent your home?
It is owned.
Fantastic. Do you know how you get your utilities in? Are they fed, like, your phone, power, cable, all that stuff? Is it through the air or underground?
It's all overhead.
All overhead. Thank you very much for that. Is your billing address different from your service address?
No.
No? Okay. All right. Real quick for me, can you spell out your name first and last?
Sure. It's Donald, D-O-N-A-L-D, Vetter, V as in Victor, E-D-E-E-R.
E-T-T-E-R?
D-D, double D.
V-E-D-D-E-R. Thank you very much for that, Donald. And what's a good email address for you?
dvetter168@hotmail.com.
You have one of the old ones.
Yeah.
I understand that. Now, the number you're calling me from, that 845-768-4162, is that a good contact number for you?
Yes, that is my cell.
Fantastic. Let me just add that information real quick to this, our records. And we have a couple of options of how we could contact you. We have phone, email, and text message. Which one would you prefer to be contacted by?
I think text is probably a best way.
All right. I do have a small disclosure. I do have to read out to you. At our shop, Fiverr, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information like installation appointments, updates about your order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive texts, you will be able to confirm your installation appointments via text. Let me assure you, we're only going to use this method for account-specific updates. We won't send you any advertisements to your cell phone unless you authorize us to do so. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Fantastic. So we're looking at a 1 gig home fiber internet net. You are looking to do the ACH auto payment, so that'll bring your price down to $69.99. You don't need home phone service. You don't need Wi-Fi extenders at this time. We have your address set. As part of the process, we usually like to run a small credit check. It's a soft credit check. We're not going to push anything hard on your credit score. We're just gathering a few bits of information to determine you are who you say you are and see if a minimum deposit is required. You can opt out at any time, but doing so will require you to pay the minimum deposit of $50. Would you like to run that check today?
You can do that credit check, because my score right now, I think, is 842.
Very nice. Give me one moment. I'm getting in. I'm getting that system going, and I'm going to input a couple of bits of information, so please give me just a moment.
Okay.
My stuff likes to take forever.
Yeah. You're an internet provider. It shouldn't take forever.
We don't all have the same internet service. We're actually not. I'm actually a work from home representative, so I'm not actually on our Archtop Fiber network. So.
Okay.
All right, just a moment, Mr. Vetter. I'm going to be asking for that. I will be asking for a social security number, so just give me 1 second. All right, Mr. Vetter, what is your social security number?
115-46-9825.
Thank you very much for that, Mr. Vetter. It's processing right now. Give it 1 moment. And fantastic. You won't be required to pay any kind of deposit, so you're not going to owe us – you will not owe us a penny.
I didn't think so.
All right. And you said you did want to sign up for that automatic payments with paperless billing through your bank?
Yes, I would.
Fantastic. Whenever you're ready, go ahead with that routing number.
Well, I got to get that for you.
Take your time, Mr. Vetter.
If I can read this off the check, let's see. Routing is 2219-71086.
That should be a round out savings bank?
Yes, it is.
Fantastic. What's the account number?
060-106-8262.
Name on the account should be Donald Vetter?
Yes, it's Donald Vetter and Marguerite Vetter.
All right, well, I think we only need one name from that. This is a checking account, correct?
Yes, it is.
And do you authorize Archtop Fiber to make do you authorize us to make ACH direct debit payments to this account?
Yes, I do.
Would you like to add a nickname to this e-check? It's pretty much another way for us to verify your account in case we have to call you or you call us.
Actually, I think I have just my name, Don, set up on my other ones.
No worries about that. We'll put this. And would you like to make this your primary payment method?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Fantastic. Saving that information right now. It's going to generate a random token, so just give it a moment. There we go. Everything's good to go. I do have a couple more disclosures I do have to go over with you. These are standard, installation disclosures we have to go over before we finish off. So at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable, the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street, prior to the day of installation. Lately, it's been the day of, so don't worry if the appointment takes just a little bit longer than what we expect. But if they do it the day before, you don't have to be home for that, so don't worry. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground and will help coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. We typically follow the power line, so if we have to go overhead, we go overhead. If not, we bury it. If you say you do have Spectrum, we ask that you maintain consistent connection with your current provider, and we recommend you wait until fiber services are installed before you cancel with them.
Sure.
The ONT gateway and any other equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to us here at Archtop Fiber. Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge for any unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment and its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can visit us on our website at archtopfiber.com. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online. You won't have to worry about that since you've got that automatic payments by setting up your online account. You're automatically enrolled in this account by using the email address you provided with me today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they do change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Yes.
Fantastic. And you say you got a letter in the mail, or you saw the billboard signs?
I've seen the flyers. You know, there's been a lot of advertisement coming around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's actually Matt Gillis he was on one of them. He left a card attached to it, but yeah, there's been a lot of mail flyers and.
Yeah, we've been sending those out like mad.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, it's doing the trick.
It's very much so doing the trick.
I'm sure there's going to be you know, more and more customers. You know, that'll be jumping on with this.
We've seen a very large influx of customers, so it's really good. Now, as a note, should our installers be aware of anything on your property, such as buried wire, septic tanks, anything of the sort?
No septic. The only buried wires that I have are towards the back of the house. It's just some underground electric that I put in. But on the front of the house and where you need to go, you know, there's a pole actually probably 30 feet, 20 feet from my front door, so.
No worries about that. That's something that will probably be very obvious to them. I will say that there is underground electric in your backyard, just so they're aware of that, just in case they have to go back there for any unknown reason. Usually they don't, but it's just something we do have to add. Yep. Do you have any comments, questions, or concerns you'd like to address from all of this?
No, you've answered them, the questions that I had prior. When will I be able to set up an online account?
So once we're done with all of this and we get to the part after we get your installation time set and ready to go, you'll receive two emails from us. The first one will be an order summary. Pretty much it goes over everything we've talked about, your address, your name, how you're paying, letting you know, hey, you did a credit check, it passed, you're good to go. Here's your appointment time frame. You should also receive a text with us within, you know, 20 to 30 minutes, if not less, saying this, and it'll help you, you know, say, yes, this is my appointment window. You'll receive a second email. This is going to be from Archtop Fiber's online customer service department. It is an automatic message. What it's going to do is it's going to invite you with a link to sign in to your Archtop Fiber online account. In that email, there will be a temporary password. It'll ask you for that temporary password to have you set up security questions and reset that password into a more permanent one that you'll be able to use going forward.
Okay.
Alrighty. So we are getting this order placed. Now, here's the big question. When would you like to have service start?
Let me see. I think I'm looking at the calendar here. I think I just got my Spectrum bill and I paid for that. So, you know, I think somewhere is maybe towards maybe the last week of August.
All right. So we have August 26th through the 31st. I believe we're pretty much filled up on the 31st, but anywhere from the 26th to the 30th, we should have fairly decent open availability. What day works best for you?
Any day. I'm retired, so I'm here.
All right. Well, let's go towards the end of the month. Let's go for the 30th. That way we're towards the end of the billing cycle, so you don't have to worry about Spectrum being like, hey, we're going to do this. And so do this. So we have a couple of time slots available. We have 8 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., or 3 p.m. What time would you like?
You got a 10 p.m., you said?
10 a.m. Yes.
10 a.m., yes.
We'll go for that one. Yeah. So 10 a.m. on the 30th. So, Donald, I have dvetter168@hotmail.com as your email, phone number of 845-768-4162. We are confirming you to have an installation appointment August 30th, 2024 at 10 a.m. These appointments can last up to 2 hours. That is if they have to run the drop cable, so don't worry about that. And this appointment can last up to 2 hours, but typically they usually last about an hour and a half, just so they can make sure all the information is set up and everything is good to go.
Sure.
Would you like to leave any notes for our technicians to have them, like, call you or message you when they're on their way?
You know, I don't think so. I think you're, I'm sure you'll be on time. And, and I'm not going anywhere anyway, so.
No worries there, Donald. All right, that is submitted, and we have successfully got everything good to go. You are good to go for the 30th.
Great. Thank you so much, Phil.
You're quite welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with today, Donald?
No, you've got it all covered.
Fantastic. Thank you for calling us here at Arch Top Fiber, and welcome to the family.
Thank you so much, Phil.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.